Good morning, brothers and sisters. Praise be to the Lord Jesus Christ for this beautiful day. And we praise God that as we are able to come, gather together in His presence, let open our heart with gratitude. May the Holy Spirit guide us as we reflect on the Word of God and draw us near to His power, His presence, and His truth. Today, we come to one of the most powerful psalms in all of the scripture, Psalm 46. And this is the psalm of those who are in trouble, who feel like the life is falling apart, who need to be reminded that God is our mighty fortress. And the interesting thing about the Psalm 46, this was the psalm that Martin Luther turned to when he faced opposition during the Reformation. And when he feared for his life, he would say, "Let us sing the Psalm 46 and let the devil do his best." And from this psalm, he wrote a very famous hymn, "A Mighty Fortress is Our God." And my friends, I invite you today to let these words deep sink into our heart. You might not be facing any army or empire, but maybe you are facing worry, you are facing loss, you are facing doubt today. The Word of God reminds you today that God is your refuge. Let's open the Word of God and we will read the Psalm 46. I will read the whole psalm. "The God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of sea, though its water roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God and the holy place where the Most High dwells. The God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of the day." And the verse 6 says, "The nations are in uproar, the kingdom fall, he lift his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolation he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. He says, 'Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.'" We praise God for this beautiful word. I would like to give you some background and the context of the Psalm 46. This psalm was likely written by the son of Korah, who were the Levitical musicians. And most scholars believe that the Psalm 46 was written when the Jerusalem was under threat. It was possibly during the King Hezekiah's reign when the Assyrian army sieged the whole Jerusalem. And we can see this reference in the 2 Kings chapter 18 and 19. And if we think about the whole scenario when the Psalm 46 was written, we can imagine that the people, the Israelites, are living inside the Jerusalem and it is surrounded by the Assyrian army. And we can think that people might hearing the taunts of enemies outside. Maybe Israelites are wondering that if God would deliver us. But the interesting thing that in the middle of this all fear and chaos, the psalm declares that God is our refuge and strength. And let's focus on the first three verses in the Psalm 46. And these three verses represent the God's unshakable presence. And we just read three verses from this chapter. And the interesting thing that we can notice that it does not say we will have no trouble. Because if we read the first verse, it says, the God is our refuge and strength, our present help in trouble. It doesn't say that we will not have trouble, but it says the God is our help in our troubles. Even if the earth gives away, we will not fear. Why? Not because of who we are, not because of our strength, but because of the who God is. That's matter. Because whenever we fear anything, whenever we are in trouble, the word of God remind us that we don't need to think about our strength. We don't need to focus who we are. We need to focus who God is. And if we read some other verses from the Old Testament, we can see the same parallels. I would like to quote the one verse from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41 and verse 10. I will read this verse for you, the book of Isaiah, chapter 41 and the verse 10. Here the Lord says to his people, fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. My friends, God said to these words, to whom? The Israelites who were in the exile, a people far from home. They were stripped of the power, but still God gave them the hope. And God spoke these words through the Isaiah. And if we just think about the scenario, we can think that the Israelites are in the fear, are in the displacement, are in the longing. But in this all fear, in this all displacement, the Jehovah God assured them his personal and his covenantal faithfulness. My friends, we need to think today that have we ever felt like we were in a kind of exile? Have we ever felt that we are distant from the security or comfort? If we feel so today, the word of God remind us, the Lord say that, fear not, because I am with you. And if we read another verse from the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, chapter 28, verse 15, we can see the same assurance that the God of Bible gives to his people. And I will read this verse, Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. Here the Lord says, behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. These words, God gave this promise to Jacob. Who was a Jacob? A running man from his mistakes. Who was a Jacob? Was a young man alone, fleeing from his brother Esau. And he was fleeing because of his mistakes. But what happened? After the Jacob deception, God spoke with him at the battle. He saw a dream. And in the dream, God assured Jacob of his divine guidance despite of his uncertainty. Jacob didn't know that what will gonna happen next. But in all this uncertainty, we can see that the God gave assurance that I am with you. And my friends, we need to reflect in our life today that Have you ever been afraid of what ahead because what behind you? If we are feeling this kind of fear, we need to remind ourselves the God, who the God of Jacob is. What God said to the Jacob, God has the same plans for us. Nothing matter what we did in the past. Nothing matter what happened in the past. Today, the word of God assures us that He will with us. And it says that, I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. The God has spoken the great things in our life. And if we see the New Testament, we can see the same parallel about the God assurance, the God faithfulness. And if we read the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 20, here, the Jesus said very important word to his disciple. I will read the just a part of this verse for you, Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. And surely I am with you always to the every end of the age. My friends, these are the Jesus' final word before ascending to heaven. And he was about to leave physically. But when he said that, I am with you always, it means he promised to his people that he will be with them spiritually forever. This is the promise that Jesus made to us. Today, we as a believer, we need to claim this promise in our life. If we feel that the God presence is absent in our life, whenever we feel that, we need to remind ourselves the promise of Jesus when he said that he is always with us. Even sometimes we cannot feel it, but we have to claim this truth. We have to remind ourselves that he is always with us. And if we read another verse from the Paul's letter, and we can see the same faithfulness. If we read the letter, Paul's letter to the church of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5 to 6, here, the same thing that God reminds to the church of Hebrew. I will read this verse for you, the chapter 13, verse 5 to 6. It says, for he himself, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What man can do to me? Here we can say the writer of Hebrew was speaking to the believers, speaking to the church of Hebrew who were persecuted, who were tempted to turn back. But here, the word of God reminds them the God's unchanging presence. When the Paul writes this letter to the church of Hebrew, this is the same reminder for us. We need to remind ourselves that God's help is constant. And if we are facing any trouble in our life today, my friends, we need to trust God. We need to remind ourselves that God is with us. And if we feel in our life at some point that we are in trouble, we don't know what to do, we just need to focus on the God promise. We just need to ask God that you are my refuge, be near to me. And when we ask God, when we call him, he will definitely come to us. He will strengthen us. He will guide us. Sometimes we're just so busy in our struggle, in our efforts, and we don't have time just to ask God. We don't have time just to spend time in the God presence. Today, the word of God reminds us that we need to spend time with God. We do all other things. We do all our efforts, but we don't have time to just to stay with God. And today, the word of God tells us that we need to be with him. We need to call him. We need to ask him that you are my refuge and be near to him. Let's go to the next verses in the Psalm 46, the verse 4 and 5. These Both verses represent the God's unwavering protection. I'll read these two verses for you. Psalm 46, verse 4 and 5. It says, "There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day." In these two verses, he started with the, "There is a river." The river symbolizes the peace, provision, and the spiritual life. If we see geographically, Jerusalem had no physical river. But here, when the river mentioned, it means God himself is the source of life. And we can see that the God help is timely. If we read the verse from the Exodus chapter 14, verse 27, we can see that how God depart the Red Sea at dawn. And if we read the verse 4 and 5, this whole picture of river is a picture of peace. Unlike the, if we read the verse 2 and 3, it talk about the roaring waters. But in the verse 4 and 5, it talk about a river, the picture of peace. It means the God's presence brings life, brings calm. The word of God assuring us here that even if the city is under siege, even if the enemy has surrounded us, there is a river of gladness. There is a river of peace. There is a river of hope in life who is the God. And if we see the another verse from the Old Testament, we can see the same reflection about the river of life. The God represents himself as a river of life. If we read one verse from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47, verse 9, God showed Ezekiel a vision. And I will read this verse for you, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47, verse 9. It says, "And it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the rivers go, will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish. These waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the rivers go." In this verse, God showed the vision to the Ezekiel. Because, why? Because the God showed him that how God will restore his people from the exile. People were in the exile, they were in the hurt, they were in the pain. But here, God showed that he is the river, he is the living river. And we can see that in this verse, God showed that when God's presence comes, when we ask God, when we claim his presence in our life, he brings life to the dead places. He restores our life. He brings hope in our disappointments. And if we see the New Testament, there's a verse that shows the same reflection that how God's presence brings life, how God's presence brings hope in our circumstances. I will read a verse from the New Testament, the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 38 and 39. It says, "He who believes in him, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow the rivers of living water." It's very important words from the Jesus. And he said, but he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. And in these two verses, Jesus promises to those who believe in him will have a Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit here represents a river of living water inside them. Even when the world is chaotic, even when there is so much chaos around us, my friends, the God's Spirit can bring peace in our life. God's Spirit can bring hope in our circumstances, in our work, in our families. We just need to believe Him. We just need to ask the Holy Spirit to bring peace in our life. My friends, today when we are living our life as a believer, in our families, as a family man or a family person, how do you feel like your life is dry? If we feel that our life is dry, we need to ask God, who is a river of life, to flow in our life. We need to check ourselves that where do we need the life-giving water of the Holy Spirit to flow today. Let's invite the God Spirit in our life. Let's claim this promise in our life. It's the words that were said there was not just for that time. The word of God today is for all of us. Today we need to claim this promise. We need to claim this truth in our life so we can have experience the same living water. Now we come to the verse 8 to 11 for this chapter. And these verses represent the God's ultimate power. And I will read these verses for you. Psalm 46, verse 8 to 11. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations He has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. He says, be still and know I am God. I will be exalted among nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord mighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. My friends, as we read these verses, it tells that God not only protect us, but He destroy the enemy weapons. Whatever the Satan has planned for us, he wants to destroy us. But today, the word of God assures that the God destroy the enemy weapons. He says to us that, be still, stop striving, stop worrying, we just need to trust in Him. Be still means that we just need to wait what the Lord has done for us. And we can see some other people in the Old Testament that trust in God with faith when things were chaotic for them. If we read the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 47, we can see the life of David. And I will read this verse for you. The book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 47. It says, then the David said to the Philistine, you come to me with the sword, with the spear, and with the javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of the Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. Then all this assembly shall know that Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord. He will give you into your hand. My friends, in this verse, David said very powerful word. He faced Goliath with faith. He didn't have any special weapon. He didn't have any special training, but he trusted in God. His confidence was not in his skill, was not in his weapon, but his confidence was on the God's power. And that's why, and we need to think today that can when we face our giants in our life, we need to say that the battle is the Lord and He will give into your hand. And my friends, if we face troubles in our life, we need to remind daily in our life, whenever we face any problem, whenever we face any worry, we need to say like David that the battle is the Lord. And the same idea we can see in the other book, in the book of the Exodus, chapter 14, verse 14, where the God spoke through Moses to his people. And I will read this verse for you in the Exodus, chapter 14, verse 14. It says, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." And if we see the background of this verse in the Exodus, when the God spoken by Moses, it was a very terrified time. Israel, the whole Israelites were so terrified. They were trapped between the Red Sea and the Pharaoh army. One side was a Red Sea, on the other side was a Pharaoh army. And they didn't know what to do. They were so worried, they were feared. But here God spoke through Moses and he said, "Lord will fight for you, you shall hold your peace." It means sometimes God asks us not to act, but just to trust him and let him act. We need to wait for him. Today, this verse in the Exodus reminds us that in our life, sometimes we just need to trust in him and let him act. Let him do things because he has a power, he has authority to fix things in our life, to do things that we cannot do, but we just need to declare his promises in our life. And if we read another verse from the New Testament, we can see the same revelation that the Word of God tells us. And I will read one verse for you, the Paul's letter to the Church of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 16 to 17. I will read this verse for you. "For him all things were created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible." And the last of these verses say, "All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist." Here, this was the words about Jesus, that Jesus is not only our Savior, but he is a sustainer of everything. We need to reflect on his promise. We need to reflect on his supremacy, because the Word of God says that everything holds together because of him. If we are lacking the trust, if we are lacking the faith, my friends, we need to remind ourselves where we need to trust in his sustaining power today. We need to trust because the Word of God clearly tells that everything holds together because of him. We just need to trust him. We just need to ask him, and he will do for us. And if we read another verse from the Paul's letter to the Church of Romans, it says the very same reflection. I will read this verse for you. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. It says, "What then shall we say to these things?" It's very famous word that Paul said to the Church of Romans. "If God is for us, who can be against us?" Paul writing these important words to the persecuted believers to remind them that the God's favor, even when the world opposes us, even when the things against us, even when the circumstances are against us, the God presence, the God power ensure the authority. And God power, God presence ensure a victory in our life. And this is the hope we have as a believer, who we are the follower of the Jesus Christ, who is a sustainer of everything. Today, we need to remind ourselves that we are victorious. My friends, when Jesus died on the cross, he got victory on the sin. He got victory on the Satan. He got victory on the death. Today, we need to claim this victory in our life. We just celebrated the Easter, but the Word of God reminded us today that we need to walk in this victory every day. Jesus did everything for us on the cross, but are we walking in this victory? Today, we need to say that if God is for us, who can against us? And the very important word in this Psalm 46, when it says, be still, let me fight for you. And be still means that we just need to wait for the Lord. We need to trust Him. We need to tell ourselves that God is on our side. He will help us to move in our life. And I would just like to talk about the David life, because he was a living example of trusting in God's power. He has a lot of ups and downs in his life, but he reflects a powerful example of who trusted in God as his refuge, as his strength, just as a Psalm 46 encouraged us to do. And I would like to talk about a little bit about the David life, so we can experience the same faith in our life. And the first thing that the David did in his life, when he was a young boy, he trust over fear. Because the verse we just read from the book of Samuel, chapter 17, verse 14 to 55, when he fought with Goliath, this verse reminds us that how David, a young shepherd boy, faced Goliath. With what? Not with the physical strength, but with the faith. Because it's very beautiful word that when he said to the Goliath with so much, we can see the so much faith, the courage, when he said, you come to me with the sword, with the spear, and with the javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. The battle is the Lord. And my friends, today I want to remind you again that we need to claim the same faith. If we have fear and worries in our life, we need to say same like David, that the battle is the Lord. And today we have to see that how can David encourage and inspire us to rely on the God's power instead of our own. And the second thing that we can see in the David life, he was in the wilderness, but he saw God as a refuge. Because for years, David was pursued by the King Saul. He lived as a fugitive in caves, in deserts, but we can see his whole life in 1 Samuel chapter 22 to 24. But because after, when he got victory over Goliath, then we can read that how Saul started to hate him, and then he ran, he suffered everything, but he wrote many psalms expressing his trust in God. And I will just like to quote one verse from one of his psalm when he write during his wilderness. And it's very important to remind ourselves that he's writing these words when he was in trouble, when he was in the total insanity. He didn't know that what will happen with him. Everything seemed against him, but he still write this word. I will read a verse for you, the Psalm 57, verse 1. Be merciful to me, O God, for in you my soul take refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge till the storms of destruction pass by. These words remind that even in the fear, even in the uncertainty, David sought God's presence and found strength in him. And today, this life of David remind us that if we have a fear, uncertainty in our life, we need to find the God presence, need to find strength in him, because he is the source of strength and hope. And the third thing that we can see in the David life, the David failures, when he was failed, we can see the God mercy and restoration in the David failures. Because David was not perfect. He's just like a man like us. He sinned greatly, but he also turned back to God with the repentant heart. And that's matter. Because if we, and he accept his sin, he showed his sinful life and he come to God. He showed, he repent from his sin, and that we can see the verse that where he showed his repentance. I can read one verse for you, the Psalm 51, chapter 10, where he says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." My friends, we need to think today that how do we respond after our failures? Do we turn from God or run to Him? In this verse we just read, David showed that even in our brokenness, God is still our refuge. God is still our strength. No matter what we have done against Him, if we come back to Him with the repentant heart, He will accept us. He will bless us, and He will walk with us, and we will experience the same presence, same hope in our life. And the fourth thing in the David life, the David legacy, a man after God's own heart. All thing, when he was victorious over fear, he did sin, everything, but when he repented to God, so we can see his legacy. And he was the only person whom God said that I found him as per my own heart. And despite all the challenges, all the battles, all the personal failures, here we can see that the David remained a man after the God's heart. His life was anchored in the deep trust in God. And he understood that the God presence was the most valuable thing. And we can see in the Psalm 27, verse 4, where he shows that how much he valued the God's presence. And I will read this verse for you. The Psalm 27, verse 4. "One thing I ask from the Lord, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the day of my life." My friends, just like David, today we are called to live in a life of faith, dependence on God, and humility. And David's story reflects the truth of the Psalm 46, that no matter what we face, the giants, the enemies, the failures, the God remains our unshakable fortress. And we need to challenge ourselves. How can we, like David, become someone who trusts deeply in God's power? How will we invite the God's strength in our life this week? And as we come to the conclusion on this chapter, my friends, Psalm 46 is not just a poetic words. It's more than a song. It is a lifeline. Because when we read the Psalm 46, it tells us when the world shakes, the God is present. The Psalm 46 tells us when the enemy surrounds us, God who protects. The Psalm 46 tells today when we have no strength left, the God fights for us. And let me ask you, are you willing to lay down your fears today? Are you ready to stand still and let God be God? And let's say this together. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And I would like to close with a prayer. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord, you are our refuge, our strength, our fortress. We are so thankful for this. Your word that help us to still and trust in you. O Lord, help us to drink from your river of life. Lord, we surrender our battles to you. We surrender our worries to you. And we praise you because you are our mighty fortress. O Lord, help us as we go back to our homes this whole week. Lord, help us so we can claim that you are our fortress. You are a refuge. The battle is the Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.